This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 20 for Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. In today's episode, we are going to do something a little bit different. We're going to hear an amazing story from Caitlin Lucan as she meets with the Southwest Orchestra as they prepare for their musical selections for graduation. And then after that, Mindy, you and I are going to go head to head in a trivia game about pomp and circumstance.
May the best man or woman win.
Absolutely. So I'm preparing to win. Mindy, across the city, over 40,000 students are now in summer break. Some are spending some of that break enhancing their education with programs like summer school, community learning centers, music and technology camps, and many others are attending activities and camps across our city and region or just enjoying some lazy days at home. What was your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Oh man, are we talking elementary, middle school, or high school?
Yes.
Well, I was very fortunate. I grew up in the middle of the state of Nebraska, which is home to the state 4-H camp in Halsey National Forest. So every year, I think my parents did this on purpose. They would ship me off 15 miles down the road, and I would spend at least 3 to 4 weeks in the summer at Halsey at the 4-H camp there.
That sounds fantastic.
It was. And so we got to do all sorts of fun things, like we got to go canoe or tubing down the Middle Loop River. We got to go hiking. We got to climb the very top of the tall fire watchtower. It was a fun time.
So was this like 1 week of your summer or multiple weeks?
Oh, they would send me for a week and then I'd come back and then they'd send me for another week. I think there was like 3 or 4 weeks during the summer they would ship me off to Halsey.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. We were just talking the other day, both my wife and I, about how our summers just revolved around the pool. It's like you got up in the morning and kind of dinked around, and then you went to the pool and you were there like all afternoon, and everything was coming to, going from. It was like the beehive in the middle of our little town. So
the babysitter of the whole, the daycare center,
right,
for the
right.
whole town.
Yeah, I babysat by the angelic lifeguards there. So, yes, that's what we spent our summers doing.
Well, let's take a look at the headlines on the LPS website. It may be summer for our students, but our staff spent yesterday going to a conference. It was the LPS Multicultural Leadership Institute, which stresses equity and accessibility. And this was the 25th annual Multicultural Leadership Institute. And we had staff members from across the district, administrators, teachers, coordinators, directors, and superintendent and associate superintendents. The theme this year was equity in action. They had speaker Susan O'Halloran from Chicago area. And Dr. Joel, when he got up, said that one of our priorities this year is going to be the equity and accessibility for all students. I think that really hits heart the all means all for Lincoln Public Schools. We have a duty to continue our journey to understand where kids are so we can understand where we are going to take them. So that was a really neat conference I went to yesterday and got to hear about that. Also coming soon to a website near you, or at least the Lincoln Public Schools one, we had folks out at the graduation ceremonies last Sunday. We are going to have tons of photos and videos. We were able to live stream that for the second year in a row. We are going to rerun those ceremonies as soon as we have them. So be watching our website, lps.org, for all the graduation information.
All right, and it's so clear that we are into the summer because I went to go build our calendar for today, and there was nothing on it.
Nothing on it.
There are things coming up, all kinds of folks doing sort of great activities through the summer, and there is a lot of stuff going on in our schools. In fact, you've put a photo up on social media this morning of 1,700 kids arriving for summer school.
And that's just at the North Star site. We actually have summer schools going on at Lincoln High and middle schools, and we will be at the elementary school. So yes, there is summer school going on across the district.
But as far as like arts and athletic activities to go to, there is nothing this week. So Mindy, what's going on today?
Well, last Sunday was graduation for 6 of our high schools, and there were over 3,000 seniors that walked across the stage to grab their diplomas. But each ceremony features the musical talents of our choirs, bands, and orchestras, and that takes time in the busy year-end rush to prepare for those performances. Our very own Caitlin Lucan caught up with the Southwest Orchestra last week as they were rehearsing. Let's take a listen.
All right, let's start at the beginning. We will play through, take the repeat. The repeat goes back to 5. It's penciled in at 44. So remember to play a whole note through 44. Don't play what's written. All right, beginning.
Yes, I'm Jacob Farlander, the orchestra director at Lincoln Southwest.
Cool. And how long have you been part of the orchestra program here?
This is my second year, so just finishing up the second year.
Oh, that's exciting. Has there been a big difference between the first year and the second year?
Second year's a lot easier because there's not as many firsts. You know, you've kind of done things once, so you know more what to expect.
What are you looking forward to or, like, nervous about taking this year's group of kids through playing at graduation?
We just don't have a lot of time to prepare the music because we have our own concert music that takes precedent over the graduation stuff. So for the older students, that's not really an issue. We can just kind of remember how things go, more or less using the same pieces we did last year. But for the freshmen, it's all new music, so it's kind of chaotic for them to have like a week to learn, you know, 4 pieces or so.
Yeah, so. Well, there's definitely some challenges in there in terms of, I'm sure for a lot of them, this is going to be one of the bigger audiences that they're playing in front of, and maybe the first time they've kind of done that sort of vamping where you're trying to cover a set amount of time that it's going to change in the moment.
Yeah.
How do you approach those problems?
We practice. So there's several, like in pomp circumstance, several points that are penciled in for, you know, where we could stop because the repeated section's like 40 some measures long. So
right.
You know, anytime there's a cadence that works with the very end, then we can take that as a jumping off point. So we practice just starting at different points and taking one fermata and going to the ending section, kind of a coda that we made. So yeah, just approaching it from different angles, making sure that everyone understands what the kind of chopped up formula is for the song. So
how do they feel about it?
It's a mix, I think, of everything.
Yeah.
Some students look forward to it because it's like, oh, we get to play in Pinnacle Bank, you know, and the orchestra doesn't have as many events as like the pep band, you know, pep orchestra is not a thing. So there's some students that are excited about it, but then there's also the students that they have an older brother or sister and they figure, well, I might as well just play if I'm going to be here anyway. So it's kind of a mix of feelings.
I'm just curious, do you know anything about the history of like Pomp and Circumstance and how it came to be the one song that is played at every graduation in the entire history of the world?
I don't really know why it is. I mean, I know, I doubt that Edward Elgar intended for it to happen that way. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to do a little research. I'm sure there's probably some blog out there.
I'm sure people have opinions about it. In an ideal world, what would you like to play at graduation?
I mean, we're playing kind of a mix of things. I'm kind of playing what I want. Term 4 concerts, usually kind of a lighter pop-oriented concert, so it's music that most people would probably recognize, like we're Lord of the Rings, theme from Halo. Like they might not know exactly where they've heard it before, but as people are filling in, it's like, I don't know that we need to be really pumping up the Baroque, you know, tunes. I think that it's okay to have some lighter music during that time, and then we'll kind of transition into the more ceremonial style of music.
Do you notice a difference in the students and their like engagement or excitement when you play like classical music versus when you play this kind of pop culture lighter music?
I mean, I think they can be engaged. It depends on the student. It was surprising this year, one of the pieces we took to contest and played on this last concert, I thought it was going to be really a challenge to get them engaged and enjoying it because it's kind of more modern, kind of atonal. But many of the students were like, oh yeah, that's my favorite. That's not at all what I thought you were going to say, you know, because it's not fast, it's really slow, and it's kind of dissonant, but like strangely beautiful. But yeah, they surprised me with like their engagement on that piece. So you never really know what piece is going to get the kids. But I mean, obviously, the kids liked playing Halo.
What do you think it adds, or what is the what is special or important about having our students play at graduation as opposed to just like piping in a recording?
I think it gives the ceremony more weight, I think. It's kind of like, you know, tradition, like, oh, we've played for, you know, the seniors, and then by the time you're a senior, well, you earn the right, you don't have to play anymore.
Yeah.
But it also, I mean, live music is just always, it adds another element of kind of class or something like that.
My name is Sam Rader. I play bass in orchestra.
Bass, so you're kind of like the like pinch hitter as far as the orchestra is concerned.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm the first chair in the bass player's air section. It's pretty fun.
How long have you been playing bass?
I started in fourth grade, so it's like, so like 7 years. And that's a pretty long time.
Yeah, that's a pretty good chunk. Do you get tired of carrying the bass around at all?
When I'm like taking it places and I have to carry it, it's like feels like 5 pounds for like a couple minutes, then it feels like 11 tons when yeah. You like have to walk down a hallway to put it where it needs to be.
So we're kind of coming up on the end of the school year here, and I was just in the room as you guys were practicing Pomp and Circumstance for graduation. How do you feel about playing in the graduation ceremony?
I think it's pretty cool. I'm like, so it's like the seniors are grateful that we're playing music for them, and I'm pretty happy that they're graduating.
Anything else you want to add about orchestra or about graduation?
I think the orchestra is like when during like different periods we have like different groups of orchestra that we practice together. And that when the groups are separate, it sounds a little boring, but when we all come together, it sounds like a professional orchestra.
Yeah, it's greater than the sum of its parts, right?
Yeah, it is.
My name is Harris Ibrahim, and I'm a junior at Lincoln Southwest High School.
And you play in the orchestra, right?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me a little about that?
Well, I originally played violin in like sixth grade, and then I stopped for 5 years. And then
5 years?
Yeah. And then I had a guitar class here at Southwest second term of high school, and that's where I met Mr. Farlander because he was the teacher. And so from there, I found out he also taught orchestra, so I started talking to him, and he told me I could rejoin. So after 5 years, I came back, and this was my first semester playing at Southwest.
Oh my gosh, what's it feel like to be back playing violin after so long?
It was very overwhelming at first, but then after, like I would say, maybe the first or second week, my muscle memory came back, and I started to like, my fingers would play the notes without even thinking about it, and my fingers just played the right place on the violin, and it was kind of bizarre, but then I just got used to it.
It really is like riding a bike. The knowledge was still there. That's so cool. So you guys are kind of coming up on the end of the school year, and you're about to play the graduation ceremony.
Well, actually, my sister's graduating because she's a senior.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I mainly went there because she's graduating, and I just want to play music to send her off into the real world, you know? So it's more personal connection to the graduation, so yeah.
That's really sweet. Do you think you'll be like nervous or kind of like overcome with emotion on the day of, or do you think it'll be pretty cut and dried, like play Pomp and Circumstance, get out?
Well, usually graduations are really long, so I'm pretty sure when I first get there, I'll be like nervous and anxious, but after waiting for 2-3 hours, I'll probably calm down. Yeah.
Sure. How long do you think you're going to have to play Pomp and Circumstance for?
Hopefully not too long.
It's really great of those seniors to stick around for the few, or not the seniors, but for all those underclassmen to stick around for the couple extra days and play for those seniors that are graduating. I remember when I was in band, you know, you'd play that pomp and circumstance for 3 years. And it's like, oh man, next year's my time. I don't have to play it.
Exactly.
I get to march to it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's like, I've played it for all the classes ahead of me. Now it's their turn. And it is a big deal. Yeah.
I thought it was fun that they play some pop music, or not pop music, but
more popular
stuff that, like he said, you'll sort of recognize, I've heard this places. I think it'd be pretty fun if Halo started kind of playing and stuff. It'd be like, oh, that's cool.
That's cool. Well, and, you know, it would be interesting to know a little bit more history about the pomp and circumstance and how did that come to be the graduation song. It's a good thing we've got Caitlin Lucan here with us. She's going to quiz us a little bit here.
Oh, quiz.
It's a competition. We're very competitive people. So we're going to compete on the trivia for pomp and circumstance.
That's right. I'm here for pomp and circumstance, except it's pop quiz and circumstance time.
Oh, very good.
So we've assigned each of you a buzzer. Brian, if you could play your buzzer. And Mindy, if you could sound yours.
Mine's the air horn, because we all know at graduation ceremonies we ask not to have the air horn, but it inevitably comes.
Inevitably. All right, so I'm here to tear the podcast team apart with a little friendly competition. I have 6 questions for you tonight with the possibility of bonus points and tiebreakers. Oh. I will be taking the first to buzz in. So let's get started. Question number 1. This one's a little bit of reading comprehension. Who composed Pomp and Circumstance with a bonus point for win? Oh, that was Mindy, pretty through and through. Mindy?
Edgar Allan.
Okay.
Oh? I'm afraid I'm not going to assign any points there. Brian, would you like the opportunity to steal? Brian.
It was
in the story.
I know.
It was in the story. He said it. I don't know.
It starts
Brother.
With an E.
E?
Yeah.
There are 2 E's, in fact.
That's why I said Edgar Allan. I knew it was wrong.
You're pretty close. It's Edward Elgar, a British composer born
Elgar.
In 1857.
I think we both lost on that one.
No points awarded on this front. Points to me. I'm going to pencil myself on the scoreboard really fast. Point. Okay. Pomp and Circumstance was first finished. It was finished in 1901. Elgar is famous for quite a bit of classical music, including some really famous cello sonatas, violin sonatas, and a few symphonies for orchestra. But Pomp and Circumstance is kind of his most enduring work. Okay, question number 2. The piece of music that we're all familiar with, da, 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 is just one of multiple marches within the Pomp and Circumstance suite. How many marches are there?
7.
Brian with 7. Incorrect. Mindy. Good buzz, though. Mindy, to steal?
8.
I'm afraid that also goes to another. I'm going to give you another round of guessing. We have a mystery contestant buzzing
4.
In. Not 4.
No, it's go ahead. Give the answer.
Okay. There are 5 marches in the suite, with one finished posthumously in 2002 by another composer, so I would have accepted 6. That's another point for Caitlin on the scoreboard. I'm not going to lie. This round is looking good for me. Okay. What was the original purpose for the piece of music? Oh my goodness, that was pretty close. I'm going to toss it to Mindy on this one.
Wedding march.
A solid guess, but no go. Brian, you want to steal?
It was for royalty.
I'm going to award a point.
Oh.
Its first official use was the coronation for Edward VII in 1902.
Good job, Brian.
For context,
a point.
A single point. that's Edward, the son of Queen Victoria of the Edwardian age.
Very good.
All right, question number 4. What school was the first to use pomp and circumstance in a graduation ceremony? A little premature buzz. We'll still give it to you. Mindy.
Oxford.
Good guess, but no. Brian?
Harvard.
No.
Maybe you should have given us the question so we could study.
It's an Ivy League.
Yeah.
Brian? Yale! Ding, 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 ding!
Oh. I was going to go for Bunker Hill Community College next.
Yale used the music to play Edward Elgar off the stage when he received an honorary doctorate of music in 1905. So it started as a recessional instead of a processional. And it was so well received that schools around the country started adopting it. Question number 5. A.C. Benson composed lyrics to accompany the coronation ode for Edward's ceremony. What is the name of the song with lyrics set to the same tune? Brian?
Circumstantial Pomp.
I'm going to award a half point for creativity. Mindy?
The title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have a guess other than Here Comes the King.
I'll give you a point if you put something to lyrics and sing it in the tune right now.
Trust me, nobody in the podcast land wants to hear me sing.
Okay, a half point awarded for discretion.
Okay.
The song with lyrics was titled Land of Hope and Glory.
Land of Hope and Glory.
Continuing on to Mother of the Free. How shall we extol thee who are born of thee? Wider still and wider shall thy bounds be set. God who made thee mighty, make thee mightier yet. It goes on and on. It's quite long.
Very good.
Okay, sixth and final question. Which Shakespeare play does the song's title reference? And I will give you a hint. It's a tragedy.
Shakespeare tragedy.
Name a single Shakespeare tragedy for 5 points. Brian.
Hamlet.
Not Hamlet. Mindy.
Othello.
Othello.
Are you kidding?
Oh. Points for Mindy. Othello is mourning the loss of his soldiering career and says, farewell thy neighing steed and the shrill trump, the spirit-stirring drum, the ear-piercing fife, the royal banner and all quality, pride, pomp, and circumstance of glorious war.
Wow. I totally just pulled that out of the hat.
So I don't think we even need to get into the tiebreaker, but we'll award it anyways.
What is the score?
The score as it currently stands, Mindy with 1.5 points.
Yay!
Brian with 2.5 points. And myself with infinite points for creating the quiz.
There you go. Okay, let's do the tiebreaker. This one's worth like 50 points.
This one's worth 50 points. This one's kind of a toughie. What musical key is the march in?
Brian? C.
Good guess, but no.
Oh, it's a major.
It's a major.
Is it E major?
It's not.
G major. D major.
D major. This has been Pop Quiz and Circumstance.
Thanks so much, Caitlin, for
that.
That was a lot of fun.
Well, if you enjoyed that and you'd like to hear any of our past podcasts, our future podcasts, all the podcasts, we are always on lps.org/podcast. You can also subscribe to us on all the services out there. There's iTunes, Google, Spotify, Pocket Casts, all the places. So please subscribe to us. Let us know how you like it, what you'd like to see different. And we will see you next week on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.